Today is the second day, the blessed month of Amshir. May God begin His goodness and renew His throne in peace and recounty all our sin and acquitted, forgiven for the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 341 AD, the great Saint Abba Paul the First Hermit departed. This saint was from the city of Alexandria and had a brother whose name was Peter. After the departure of their father, they divided the inheritance between them. When his brother took the greater share, Paul's feelings were hurt by his brother's action. He said to his brother, "Why don't you give me my rightful share of the inheritance of my father?" Peter responded, "You are a young man, and I am afraid that you might squander it. As for me, I will keep it for you." When they did not agree with each other, they went to the governor to judge between them. On their way, they saw a funeral procession. Paul asked one of the mourners about the deceased man. Paul was told that he was one of the noble and rich people of the city, and that he left his riches and his wealth behind, and that they were taking him to bury him with only his garment. St. Paul cited in his heart and said to himself, "What do I have to do then with all the money of this temporal world, which I shall leave naked?" He looked to his brother and said to him, "My brother, let us return, for I shall not ask you for nothing, not even for what is mine." On their way back, Paul left his brother and went on his way until he came out of the city. Paul found a grave where he stayed for 3 days praying to the Lord Christ to guide him to what pleased him. As for his brother, he searched for Paul willingly, and when he did not find him, he was very sorry for what he had done. God sent St. Paul an angel who took him out of his place and walked with him until they reached the eastern inner wilderness. He stayed there for 70 years, during which he saw no one. He put on a tunic made of palm tree fiber. The Lord sent him a raven every day with a half load of bread. When the Lord wanted to reveal the holiness of St. Paul and his righteousness, he sent his angel to St. Anthony the Great, who thought that he was the first to dwell in the wilderness. The angel told St. Anthony, "There is a man who lives in the inner wilderness. The world is not worthy of his footsteps. By his prayers, the Lord brings rain and dew to fall on the earth, and bring the food, the flood of the Nile in the due season." When St. Anthony heard this, he rose right away and went to the inner wilderness, a distance of one day's walk. God guided him to the cave of St. Paul. He entered, and they bowed to each other and sat down talking about the greatness of the Lord. In the evening, the raven came bringing a wool loaf of bread. St. Paul said to St. Anthony, "Now I know that you are one of the children of God. For 70 years the Lord has been sending to me every day half a loaf of bread, but today the Lord is sending you food also. Now go and bring me back in a hurry the tunic of the Emperor Constantine had given to Pope Athanasius." St. Anthony went to St. Athanasius and brought the tunic from him and returned to St. Paul. On his way back, he saw the soul of St. Paul carried by the angels up to heaven. When he arrived to the cave, he found that St. Paul had departed from this world. He kissed him, weeping, and clothed him in the tunic that he asked for, and he took his fiber tunic. When St. Anthony wanted to bury St. Paul, he wondered how could he dig the grave. Two lions entered the cave, bowed their heads before the body of St. Paul, and shook their heads as if they were asking St. Anthony what to do. St. Anthony knew that they were sent from God. He marked the lengths and widths of the body on the ground, and they dug the grave with their clothes, according to St. Anthony's directions. St. Anthony then buried the holy body and went back to Pope Athanasius and told him what had happened. St. Athanasius sent men to bring St. Paul's body to him. They spent several days searching in the mountains, but they could not find the place of his grave. St. Paul appeared to the Pope in a vision and told him that the Lord would not allow the revelation of the location of his body. He asked the Pope not to trouble the men. but to have them brought back, Pope Athanasius used to put the palm fiber tunic on 3 times a year during the divine liturgy. One time he wanted to let the people know about the holiness of the honor of the tunic. He put it over a dead man, and the dead man rose up instantly. The news of this miracle spread all around the land of Egypt. May his prayers be with us all, amen. And this day also the pure Saint Amba Loginus, the abbot of the Evdokadik monastery, departed. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever, amen.
Oh,